God speaks. I have, like I said, I have never received more prophetic word over my life now that I'm walking with Christ. Like, God is just speaks. He speaks. And I think it's crazy because so many people think that he doesn't speak. So many people think that God doesn't talk. People, you need to give him a chance. He speaks. Like, if you just get on your knees and you pray to him and you talk to him, he speaks. Like, he speaks to me through dreams. He speaks to me through prophets, through people, situations. I mean, God talks. But the thing is that people don't take the time to get to know God. Instead, you go to witches. Instead, you go to, you know, you depend on astrology. You depend on all these worldly things instead of depending on God, who is above everything, above creation. He made the sun, the moon, and the stars. So you're telling me that you're relying on the sun, the moon, and the stars when you're, you know, depending on astrology, but God is the one who made them. Hi guys, and welcome back to Creator Loves His Creation podcast. My name is Shayla, and I actually wanted to record this episode early in the morning, but I am not a morning person and I actually work night shift, so you know it's difficult for me to wake up early. So I am shooting this episode late, and I actually feel bad because like I actually posted it like on my Instagram that, you know, I was gonna have this episode out by Sunday, but I'm shooting it late on Sunday, so my bad. But I actually want to talk about witchcraft and astrology. And because before I came to Christ, I actually did visit like several witches. And I want to start off with reading Leviticus 19:31. And it says, "Do not defile yourselves by turning to mediums or those who consult the spirits of the dead. I am the Lord your God." And then if we can go to Leviticus 26, it says, "I will also turn against those who commit spiritual prostitution by putting their trust in mediums or in those who consult the spirits of the dead. I will cut them off from the community. So set yourselves apart to be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep all my decrees by putting them into practice, for I am the Lord who makes you holy." So we could just see scripture says, God says to not turn to mediums, to anyone who consults the spirits of the dead. And I want to speak on this because before I came to Christ, you know, I went to go see witches. And it started because I was getting into a lot of car wrecks. So I kept crashing. And I actually didn't want to go. And I love my mother, you know, I love my mom, but, you know, she's the one that told me to go. And it's because we have like certain family members that go to these types of people. And so my mom had told me, she was like, "You need to go, you need to go get," like, "I've heard that they do cleanses, you need to go get a cleanse, like, I don't know what's going on with you, go ask her why are you getting into so many car wrecks." And, you know, I was living in the world, and I wasn't serving God, but I knew, like, I knew going to these people was not right. I knew going to witches or anyone who consults, you know, spirits of the dead or does these types of, like, rituals or spells and stuff, I knew it was wrong. And I remember I told her, I was like, "I depend on God, like, you know, I'm gonna just pray to God and I'm gonna be fine, like, I don't need to go to these people." But to give my mom like a peace of mind, because she kept saying that I had to go, that she wasn't okay, like, you know, she's worried because I was getting into several car wrecks. And you could even just see how the devil was working at such a young age in my life. I was like, what, 18 19 20, around those ages, like, because I was getting in all these car wrecks and he wanted to take me out way, you know, from years ago. He wanted me out, and, you know, he didn't want me coming to Christ. You know, he wanted me gone. And, you know, right now I'm 23 years old and I'm serving Christ. And I turned 24 in like, what, like 10 days. but, you know, he wanted me gone, you know, way from years ago. And, but anyways, so to, you know, give my mom peace of mind, I was like, okay, fine, I'll go. So this lady told me from way before I went to, you know, like my appointment, she told me that I had to bring an extra set of clothes. So I thought that was weird, but I was like, okay, like, so I brought an extra set of clothes. And I remember that day, I remember my mom parked outside and she stayed in the car. and I got off. And when I walked in, I did not like how it felt. Like, it just felt heavy. It felt weird. I remember seeing a bunch of, like, demonic stuff on the walls and everywhere, like, idols. And I felt off. I did not want to be there at all. And she even told me, like, she was like, "You don't want to be here, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, like, how'd you know?" I was like, "My mom, you know, pushed me to come, but I really didn't want to be here. Like, I don't want to be here." And so before I guess she did like the cleanse, she spoke to me, and she didn't ask me like that many questions, but she just asked me like, what was my name, my age, what do I do? And at that time I was working at a warehouse, and she told me, "You're a very outgoing person." And I am an outgoing person. She told me, "You're very social. You're very outgoing. You cannot be working at a warehouse. You need to be working like at a club, at a bar, as a server, you know, like talking to people." And it's crazy because you go to these people so like they can help you, but they speak these lies, you know, over your life, and you come in agreement with it. Because I came in agreement with that. I was like, "Whoa, you're right. Like, what am I doing at a warehouse? Like, I need to go work at a bar, at a club. Like, I need to go be a bottle girl or do something, you know." Like, and it's crazy because after I saw her months later, that's what I was working as. I started working as a server. I started working as a bottle girl. I started working at, you know, the nightlife. But I came into agreement with that. I came into agreement with, you know, the stuff she was saying. Whenever we go to, like, these witches or these people, these like spiritual people, you know, we're coming to agreement with what they're saying. We're coming in agreement with the demons. We're coming in agreement with the lies that they're speaking into our the lies that they're speaking. And so I came into agreement with that. And then she started telling me like stuff about each and every one of my family members. She told me stuff about my dad, my mom, me, one of my younger siblings, but she didn't tell me anything about one of my other siblings. She didn't say anything. And I didn't know that that sibling was already growing, like, with Christ. Like, God was already calling him. So she couldn't tell me anything about my brother. And that's how you can see that that's demonic. Because all of us were in the world, so she was able to tell, like, say stuff about each and every one of my family members, except the family member that was already, God was calling him. God was protecting him. She wasn't able to say anything about him. And I remember when I came home, they all asked me, "Oh, what'd she say about me? What'd she say about me?" And then when my brother asked me, "What'd she say about me?" I was like, "She didn't say anything." And it's crazy because now we look back and we're like, wow, you know, when you're walking with God, God protects you. Like, they cannot even see anything about you, nothing. Like, they can't touch you. And so she told me everything about, like, each and every one of my family members. And I actually want to share, I'm not going to share everything she said because, honestly, it's just lies. But I will share this. She did say about my dad, she said that he had a very ugly character and that he would get angry. And, you know, it was just a very, like, he would lash out. And you know, my dad did. Like, he would get angry. He had like a temper. And she said he was never going to change. That's what she said. That's what she told me. And I remember when she told me that, I had told my mom, I was like, "Mom, she said that my dad is never going to change." And it's crazy because you could just see like the glory of God, like how big is the God that we serve, because my dad is not like that anymore. My dad serves Christ. My dad is so different. Like, he can get upset, but it's not like a temper. Like, he gets angry and gets the way he used to. And you could just see, like I said, like the glory of God, how great our God is. And, you know, it's just amazing. And it's crazy because that's what she was telling me. And so I just wanted to share that. But back to whenever I was there, she was telling me all this, right? And then she also after that, she took me to like get the cleanse, right? So she put me like in this like small like bath. I don't want to say like a bathtub, but it was like a I don't want to say it's a kiddie pool because it wasn't a kiddie pool either. I don't know, but it was just like round and I was standing there and she started cutting my clothes with scissors, which I thought was so weird. Like, I was just so uncomfortable. Like, I hated it so much because I'm like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to be here. But she started cutting my clothes with scissors. And then she gave me like this like magic bar soap, and she told me to like wash myself with it, that it's gonna cleanse me of like bad spirits or like bad things. So I started like, I guess, like washing myself with that like bar soap, and then she had like, I don't know, like, I guess what they call it, like incense, or I don't know, like that smoke thing. And she just started going around and like spreading that. And then I think I'm trying to remember, but I think she gave it to me. And then I started like spreading that around. It was just weird. It was just weird. And I didn't like it at all. And afterwards, I think she told me to wait. I was supposed to stand there and for like a second and just like wait. She told me to wait, like give it some minutes before I had put my clothes back on and leave. So I was like, okay. And then I had put my clothes back on, and I had brought new clothes and I changed, and I think that was it. Yeah. And then I left, but again, it felt heavy there. I didn't like it. And it also opened a door, because that was the first time I ever went to like a witch or anyone, you know, like that practiced that like new age stuff. And it opened the door to where I started to depend on that. I started going to other witches, you know, because I was like, okay, well, you know, if I ever need like help, or if I ever want to know something, I can go to other ones. And, you know, I didn't want to go back to her because I just thought it was really weird that like I had to take a bath and she was cutting my clothes. And I was just like, yeah, bro, I'm not going to come back here because this is just a little weird. But I remember I had a friend. Well, I have a friend. But, you know, like when I was in the world, she would tell me, she was like, hey, we should go like, because like I had a very bad love life. Like I've never had anyone that treated me right or anything. Right. So I had a friend and she told me, she was like, why don't we go to go see this one lady that will like read our cards or like tell us what's going on. And the thing is, one thing I do remember is that I would not ever like anyone, like I never liked anyone reading my cards. Like I never got my cards read because I just knew that was something bad. I was like, no, like you can tell me like what's going on in my life, if there's a problem, but you are not going to pull out these cards. Like I'm not going to do it. Like, you know, even though what I was doing was bad because I was still going to like these witches, I knew getting my cards read was a no-no. So I didn't get my cards read, but I remember I went and I was just telling her, I remember I asked her and I was like, I just have like a really, really bad love life. I just want you to tell me if anyone like did anything or like put a spell or something. And she told me no, but she was just telling me how like, she gave me like these like potions and like stuff that I had to shower with to attract, I guess the good men. I don't know. I don't know. But like, that's what she was giving me. Like she gave me like this like body wash. It was this body wash. She was like, you need to, you know, every time you go shower, you need to use this body wash. You need to use this and that. And, you know, she was just giving me these instructions and she told me that I had to follow them to a T, you know, to make sure that I can attract the right person. But it's crazy because, you know, that is not the way you do it. Like, you do not go to a witch and, like, them help you. Like, is this, remembering everything that I did, it is so crazy because it's like, I can't believe I did all of that, you know, and it's counterfeit. Everything is counterfeit. Like, that's what the devil uses. Like, instead of us relying on God, we're relying on these people to tell us. Even if you haven't gone to a witch, like, the people that you watch on TikTok, you know, the people that are like, oh, let me read your cards, let me like, and then instead of you scrolling away, what do? There you go, watching it, and we shouldn't be watching it. And actually, there was this one thing that my mom had told me about, because when she took this one family member to go see like this one witch, my mom told me that she wasn't able to work because my mom was nearby. I think my mom was waiting for this family member outside, and you know, the witch said, she was like, I don't know who's there, but I need her to leave because I can't work. And that just goes to show that it doesn't matter if they say they're a good witch. Like, there's no such thing as a good witch or a bad witch. They're all bad. Like, God says to not practice that and to not go with people that practice that. And she said that my mom had to go away because at that time, my mom was serving Christ. At that time, my mom was growing in Christ. And she couldn't do her job because my mom had, you know, the Holy Spirit dwelling in her. So she could not work because, you know, there was a daughter of God. Like, she was a daughter of God. So she couldn't do her job talking to the family member, even if my mom was just right outside, parked right outside. She couldn't. She was like, she needs to go. And I actually want to talk about this one testimony I heard about this one girl. She said she was getting her cards read. And she was about to get her cards read, but, you know, the woman had told her, I can't read your cards because God wants to talk to you. God wants you to accept him. And if you want to accept him and grow with him, you know, I got to stop here. I can't read your cards. But if you want to reject God and, you know, just tell him no, I'll go ahead and read your cards. And that just goes to show, like, you know, when you choose God, you can't go to people like this. And, you know, instead of the girl, you know, choosing God, she said no. So the woman was able to read her cards. But, you know, all of this is demonic. It's demonic and it's counterfeit. And if we could
go to Isaiah 8:19, it says, someone may say to you, let's ask the mediums and those who consult the spirits of the dead with their whispering and mutterings. They will tell us what to do. But shouldn't people ask God for guidance? Should the living seek guidance from the dead? Look to God's instructions and teachings. People who contradict his word are completely in the dark.
So, I mean, scripture is just telling us how we need to consult God for guidance and not like these people, you know, who practice, you know, this new age or, you know, just anyone that, like, you know, is able to tell you anything about your future. You should not be going to these people. You know, you should be seeking God for guidance, not people, you know, because it's demonic spirits that are in them. It's these demonic spirits that are allowing them to see the future, that to, you know, foretell what's, you know, going to happen, or, you know, to speak to these like dead loved ones. And if we can actually go to it's Acts 16:16, just to show y'all that it's demonic spirits in these people. So it says, one day as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit that enabled her to tell the future. She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, these men are servants of the Most High God, and they have come to tell you how to be saved. This went on day after day until Paul got exasperated, that he turned and said to the demon within her, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And instantly it left her. So just from that reading, we can just tell she was able to tell the future because she had a demon in her. And then when Paul got tired of it, because she kept saying, you know, these are men, you know, servants of the Most High, just coming to tell you how to get saved. You know, he got tired of it. He commanded the demon to leave her. And we could just see how it's demonic spirits in these people. If it was back then, it's the same thing now. These people are carrying demonic spirits in them that allow them to do that, that are allowing them to, you know, tell you stuff about your life that you're like, whoa, how do they know that? Well, it's the demonic spirits in them. And if we could go to 2 Kings 9:22. So 2 Kings 9:22, and I'm actually reading 2 Kings. So I wanted to mention, you know, this verse because it says, King Joram demanded, do you come in peace, Jehu? Jehu replied, how can there be peace as long as there's idolatry and witchcraft of your mother Jezebel are all around us? So I wanted to mention that because I'm reading 2 Kings, right? And I read about, you know, Jezebel. And, you know, her death was absolutely horrible. You know, she was thrown out of a window and then stomped by a horse. And then when they went to go try to pick up her remains to bury her, there was only her skull, her hands, and her feet, because God said that the dogs were going to eat her. And they did. And that's just a horrible way to die. And I'm not saying that that's how, you know, if you're practicing, you know, New Age or, you know, witchcraft or anything that you're practicing, I'm not saying that that's the way you're going to die. But the way she went, like, the way she died was horrible. And you could just see, because everything she was doing, she was bringing idolatry, she was bringing witchcraft, she was bringing all of this, you know, to, you know, the people of Israel. And God was not okay with that. And that's happening now. You know, people are bringing all this New Age, all this witchcraft, and, you know, people are accepting it. They're bringing it to their homes. They're watching it on TikTok. You know, like I said, when you watch all those card readings, when you watch Let Me Tell You What's Going to Happen to You, and you don't skip it, you're watching that. You're coming into agreement with all these demonic spirits, you know, about your life. You're coming into agreement with that. And, you know, it's just, I wanted to read that because, you know, she was bringing all of that. She was bringing all that in, and we could just still see how the spirit of Jezebel, that's why they say the spirit of Jezebel, like, is, you know, when people have that spirit, you know, because she was bringing idolatry, witchcraft, you know, sexual immorality, you know, it's just all of that. She was bringing all that in, and we could just see it now, you know, in the world we live in today. And I also want to talk about horoscopes. So I want to talk about horoscopes because, you know, we talked about witchcraft and we talked about how, you know, that's bad, but also horoscopes, because I feel like people see horoscopes like if it's not anything bad, but it is. And if we go to Isaiah 47, 12 to 15. So Isaiah 47, 12 to 15. And it says, "Now use your magical charms. Use the spells you have worked at all these years. Maybe they will do you some good. Maybe they can make someone afraid of you. All the advice you receive has made you tired. Where are all your astrologers, those stargazers who make predictions each month? Let them stand up and save you from what the future holds. But they are like straw burning in the fire. They cannot save themselves from the flame. You will get no help from them at all. Their hearth is no place to sit for warmth. And all your friends, those whom you've done business since childhood, will go their own ways, turning a deaf ear to your cries." So you could just see, like, astrology is not anything anyone should be practicing or coming into agreement with. And the thing is that instead of identifying yourself in Christ, you identify yourself in these signs. And that's what I was doing. Like, I was big on, you know, astrology, you know, because I was born in February. So, you know, my sign would be Pisces, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm a Pisces, and I was so big on that. Like, I even have a tattoo. I don't even know if you could see it, but, like, it's right here. It's like a Pisces tattoo, because I was so big on astrology. I was so big on that sign. And the thing is that the demons persuade you into a certain behavior, because, you know, even if you don't act like that, you read about the sign and then you're like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm like that. You come into agreement with that. And instead of coming to agreement with Christ, because God made us in his image. He made us in his image. We're supposed to be reflecting Christ, not reflecting these signs. And if we could go to Daniel 2:27. And Daniel 2:27 says, "Daniel replied, 'There are no wise men, enchanters, magicians, or fortune tellers who can reveal the king's secret. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secret. And he has shown King Nebuchadnezzar.'" I can't pronounce that. I honestly feel like I've butchered, like, all these names in the Bible because I cannot pronounce them. "But he has shown the king what will happen in the future. Now I will tell you your dream and the visions you saw as you lay on your bed." So the thing is that this king, he wanted someone to interpret his dream. And he was saying, if you're not able to interpret my dream, like, I'm going to execute you. Like, you're going to die if you don't tell me what my dream means. And if, like, you're wrong about it. And he called all the, it says right here, in Daniel 2:2. "He called in his magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and astrologers. And he demanded they tell him what he had dreamed.
As they stood before the king, he said, I have had a dream that deeply troubles me, and I must know what it means. So he called all these people to tell him what that dream meant. And none of them were able to tell him except Daniel. Daniel was able to let him know what that dream meant. And, you know, he was walking with God, Daniel, but he was able to tell him, and he even said, like, you know, all these people weren't able to, but God in heaven, who reveals the secrets, you know, like, I'll be able to interpret it, you know, because God is, you know, allowing it. And not only that, like, scripture warns us about the devil, that he's not going to come. People think that he's going to come in horns or, you know, the way, you know, in a demonic figure, but he's not going to come like that. He comes as an angel of light to deceive us. And that's how he deceives people with astrology. He deceives us, you know, coming into agreement with that. And I actually have 4 points that I actually want to point out. Well, I want to talk about astrology, you know, and why astrology is bad. And the first point I put was, you know, you rely on astrology for guidance rather than your creator. So you rely on, you know, what they're going to put or what people are going to post, or like, oh, this, you know, this month's, you know, Aries, this is what's going to happen to Aries, or you're going to have a good week, you're going to have a good year, this is your year, or whatever, you know, a Taurus or whatever sign, you come into agreement with that and you allow that to guide you rather than allowing God to guide you. And the second point is idolatry. You know, you're giving power and authority to the sun and the stars and the moon. So you're giving authority because you're coming into agreement with it. You're like, oh, wow, like it's true. Or, you know, you're believing all of that instead of giving the authority to God, instead praying to God, instead of believing in God, you're believing in astrology. And it's a form of idolatry. And I also put that my third point is it excuses sin, you know, and I would excuse sin too. You know, when I was big on astrology, I would act a certain way or I would do something crazy and I'd be like, oh, it's because I'm a Pisces. So, you know, Pisces are crazy. So, you know, what I did is because I'm a Pisces. So, oh, well. And it excuses sin. You use it as a form to excuse sin. And it's crazy because there's still Christians, people that call themselves Christians, but they still believe in astrology. They still follow astrology. They come into agreement every time they see a post or something that speaks on astrology. And my fourth point is it's false prophecy. You know, instead of relying on the Holy Spirit, you know, to reveal and allowing God to speak to you through a prophet or a dream or anything, you're relying on these signs. Whenever they're like, oh, like I said, you're going to have a good year or this is going to happen to you. Your finances are going to skyrocket. You're going to be financially well. And you're believing that false prophecy instead of believing God, instead of believing him when he speaks something into your life, because God speaks. I have like I said, I have never received more prophetic word over my life. Now that I'm walking with Christ, like God is just speaks. He speaks. And I think it's crazy because so many people think that he doesn't speak. So many people think that God doesn't talk. People, you need to give him a chance. He speaks. Like if you just get on your knees and you pray to him and you talk to him, he speaks. Like he speaks to me through dreams. He speaks to me through prophets, through people, situations. I mean, God talks. But the thing is that people don't take the time to get to know God. Instead, you go to witches. Instead, you go to, you know, you depend on astrology. You depend on all these worldly things instead of depending on God, who is above everything, above creation. He made the sun, the moon, and the stars. So you're telling me that you're relying on the sun, the moon, and the stars when you're, you know, depending on astrology, but God is the one who made them. And, you know, we need to just, you know, you need to give God a chance. And like I said, he talks. Like I like what one of my friends said at church. She told me that I should write down all the prophetic words I've received, because I've received a lot. And, you know, sometimes like it's good to write them down so you can remind yourself, you know, this is what God says is going to happen in my life. And man, it's amazing. It's amazing. Like I've never, you know, been happier. And also one thing that I forgot to mention is that when I went to go see that witch,
she told me that, you know, I was never going to be happy working, you know, at a warehouse. And right now I'm going to school and I'm doing this podcast, but I am working currently at a warehouse, and it's not the job, like the job's all right. but I've never been happier. Like, now that I'm following God, it changes your life, and I'm so happy. Like, I love my life. I love that I'm following Christ, and, you know, my life changed, and that could happen for you as well. You know, I know I have bad days and stuff, but following God is absolutely amazing, and I absolutely love it. And with that, I am going to go ahead and end this episode. But before I go, I do want to pray for anybody that is struggling, for anybody who has come in agreement with anything that they shouldn't have. Let me just pray for you, or for anyone that's struggling, you know, letting go of astrology. I feel like it's hard because that's what everybody does. You know, you meet somebody and they're like, oh, what's your sign? And, you know, it's hard. It was hard for me to let that go too. So just let me pray for you. All right. Thank you, Father God, for this day, Lord. I pray for the person that's hearing this, or for the person that is watching this video, Lord. I pray that you give them strength, Lord. And I pray that anything that they came to agreement, Lord, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I pray that they're able to rely on you, not rely on anything worldly, Lord. And if they're having troubles letting go of astrology, Lord, reveal to them that that is not from you. Reveal to them, Lord, open their spiritual eyes, Lord, so they can see the reality that that's demonic, Lord. And that they can see that you are real, that they should be relying on you. You're the one that created the sun, the moon, and the stars. That they should only be worshiping you, God. I pray for the people that are hearing this and watching this, God, that you guide them, Lord, that they depend solely on you and not on anything else, God. Thank you, God, for, you know, this episode. And I pray that you bless the person through the screen. You bless the person that is hearing this, God, and that you make yourself present in their life. In the name of Jesus, amen. And before I go, if you do not have a church, you know, like I said, you don't have a church, you're welcome to come to Corona de Gloria. We are located in Ferris, Texas. I will leave the address below in the times. Again, wonderful, wonderful church. I absolutely love it. You know, I go Fridays and Sundays. I'm not able to make it Wednesdays during Bible study because I work. But I'm there Fridays and Sundays, so y'all can pull up and go. It's amazing. You know, we have also an amazing youth group and an amazing teacher. And, you know, y'all should just check it out. But with that, I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. God bless y'all, and I will see y'all next time.